for the reading. You can follow along for the reading in your bulletin. We've changed it a little bit so that it sounds more like the conversation that really might have happened between Jesus and the woman at the well. So I invite you to listen. The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord. Give me a drink.
How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?
If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
Sir, you have no bucket and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?
Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water, gushing up to eternal life.
Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water.
Go, call your husband and come back.
I have no husband.
You are right in saying I have no husband. For you've had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true.
Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem.
Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us.
I am the one who is speaking to you.
Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?
I have food to eat that you do not know about. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say, 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true. One sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap for that for which you did not labor. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor.
He told me everything I have ever done. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you, guys. The disciples were astonished that Jesus was speaking to a woman. And not only the disciples, but the woman herself was astonished. Because in this conversation at the watering hole, some really major rules were broken. The ones that say men and women aren't to talk to each other. The ones that say Jews need to stay as far away from Samaritans as possible. The ones that say only pure, godly women should be gathering water at the well. In this one brief conversation, Jesus breaks enough rules to get some really important people really, really angry. Of course, the rules he was breaking weren't God's. They were society's, as most of our rules are. And apparently messing with those really important people gets even God's own child in trouble. Apparently messing with those rules leads one to the cross. Because people seem to really like their rules, and they definitely want them to be followed. It makes those in charge feel more in control if they can dictate to us what to do and what not to do, if they can dictate what to believe and what not to believe. So they make things easier for themselves. Don't talk to her. Don't touch him. Worship in your own church building with everyone who looks and acts and thinks like you do. Be good little Christians. Make no one angry. Do what you're supposed to do and everything will turn out fine. Thank God that Jesus saw all those rules, those barriers to God, really, and used his entire life to tear down as many as he possibly could. He spent his entire ministry showing people that God was not found in making the right sacrifices and following the right rules, but God was revealed in exactly those places and in those people where we would never dream of looking. A five-time abandoned Samaritan woman, one that absolutely everyone refused to see, one that was gossiped about and ignored by her neighbors. Jesus spoke to her. He received from her. He tore down that invisible wall that stood around her, between her and God. And he loved her. And in a moment, when those walls came tumbling down, she looked up and saw Jesus. She looked up and saw God. And I imagine that once you feel the freedom of no longer being bound, you want to do nothing more than run and tell everyone that you meet. I imagine that once God has looked deeply into your soul, and sees all the rotten things that you have done and calls you beloved anyway, you're gonna let that be known, even to the community that has turned their backs on you. So this free, loved woman runs from that place. She runs with Jesus' words ringing in her ears. She runs longing to tell of the life-giving water that she has received. She runs longing to tell everyone that all those walls they had built, all those rules they thought they needed to follow were washed away by the wonder of a God who met her at a well. And it's because of her witness that we stand here today. It's because of a woman, of countless men and women who dared to tell the story. To tell the story of a God who ventures into our lives, gives us water to drink and bread to eat, who tears down these barriers that we constantly build. Because you know we've all got them. Those lines in the sand we've drawn about who's really in and who's really out. We have our own five-time married Samaritan women that we're pretty sure are outside the realm of God's grace. We all have those people that we turn our backs on, those that we've made rules about, those that we've built walls around. Or maybe you are that woman. Maybe you're pretty sure that you simply have wandered too far and made too many mistakes, and if we only knew what you'd done, if God only knew, then you'd be the one standing at the well alone. Gathering the water that leaves you longing for more. But you know, today, right now, Today, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we gather together. Today, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we believe with our whole heart that Christ sees each and every one of us. We gather here today because of Jesus. Because Jesus saw us sitting at our well, thirsty and tired and alone, and dared to speak to us. Dared to cross those boundaries that we've created and those lines that we've drawn. Today we gather together knowing that no matter who we are or what we've done, no matter how empty our own wells may be, we have a God who offers us living water. Water that drenches our spirit, that frees our soul, that tears down our walls. Water that gives us life.